allegiance to the flag, and, oh gosh, I don't see why I have to learn the old Pledge of Allegiance anyhow. Old Pledge of Allegiance, why do I have to learn that? Pledge of Allegiance.
You don't know why you should learn the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? You see, Porky, we Americans haven't always been as fortunate as we are today.
I just believe in the unique status of marriage between man and woman, and I know that we have a respectful disagreement on that issue. Respectful disagreement.
Now here is the United States of America as we know it. The land of the free.
Do you think it would be possible for someone to run and openly say, I support gay marriage and win? Do you think that's even possible?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I had the same position for years.
Sorry, you're finished missing me.
Yeah, I mean, I had the same position for years. And mm-hmm. So I don't know what somebody could or couldn't do. But I've always believed that marriage should be left to the states.
The land of the free. Do you know what that means, Porky?
Define marriage.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian, For me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. You know, God's in the mix. God's in the mix. God's in the mix.
I thought so. I'm afraid there are a lot of us who don't appreciate our freedom. But these people did.
Not if it goes closer and closer towards redefining the traditional definition of marriage between one man and one woman. And unfortunately, that's sometimes where those steps lead. But I also want to clarify, if there's any kind of suggestion at all from my answer, that I would be anything but tolerant of adults in America choosing their partners,
choosing
relationships that they deem
best for themselves.
You know, I am tolerant.
They came to this great unknown country in search of freedom. Instead, they got...
No, we do not support that.
We do not support that.
That is basically the decision to be able to be left to the face.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And when George Washington signed that document, he laid the foundation for our great democracy.
Gee, that's wonderful. Then what happened?
Swine flu breeds in pigs, spreads then from person to person.
Bail out, makes you feel better if you get the flu. Bail out, I'd like to get a little bailout too.
And this country deserves, before you put a bunch of our troops into another war that we don't really need to be fighting, we want to know why.
We don't want the American to build us roads or bridges. We just want them to leave.
This is not some faraway place for someone like me. I mean, this is my home. If I'm living there and a bomb was to fall and you see your daughter's leg flying in the air or your wife is hurt, then it's very difficult for you to have a sympathetic view.
Oh, I despise, 'cause it means destruction of this life.
Then, Porky, began a courageous people pioneered their way into the unexplored wilderness. But the incredible hardships, the magnificent sacrifices of these gallant pioneers might have been in vain.
A relative discovered the murder victims Friday on this farmstead south of Humboldt. The victims were Tina Brandon of Lincoln.
That young man was killed in the commitment of a robbery. It wasn't because he was gay. The bill was named for him. The hate crimes bill was named for him. But it's really a hoax.
Actually, Shepard was killed by two men who pretended to be gay and lured him in.
Lawrence King was murdered because he was gay. On February 12th, 2008, 2 days before Valentine's Day, King was shot in the back of the head in a classroom full of students by the boy he had asked to be his Valentine.
Within a week and a half, two 11-year-old boys driven to commit suicide, both enrolled at new schools, both bullied and taunted, labeled as gay.
That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You know what? In my country and in my family, I think that I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there.
Cause I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing swinging between their legs.
Hi, you're listening to show number 54 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host today, Nikki. I'm doing this intro because Sandy's being a cunt, and I really hate that word, but she told me to say that, But I don't hate it as much as I hate the word dope. That word is really old, and I can't believe it's making a comeback. It's really played out, and I was saying that word when I was in sixth grade. So Sandy doesn't want to do the show today because she thinks she has the pig flu. And even though she knows that it's bullshit, she's convinced that she has it. And somehow I was just dragged into this. So much for being unscripted. God forbid I don't say exactly what I'm supposed to. I'm gonna hear it for a week. So, I just slammed my two fingers in my garage door. I'm on oxycodone. And I've taken so many days off from my new job. I'm two mortgage payments away from being homeless. And like every other idiot that purchased property and thinks that she really owns something, God bless America. Regardless, the bottom line is, we're all gonna die. We'll never be rich. So I'm going to have as much sex as I can before 2012, the end of the world. I'm glad I had the opportunity to share these golden truths with you, so let's chat a little.
Ashbita! Hello?
Shalom.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me, the filthy, filthy, dirty Jezebel.
Filthy whore.
Yes, according to a commenter, I'm a Jezebel. Wait, so we'll get into that in a moment. You're at work?
Yeah. Thank God I called out.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't been here in like a week. Like, I've been settling in with the new place. And they tell me that two kids had sex on the unit. One of the nurses were pouring meds. But they're very sneaky. And then it got out that two girls were kissing. And then it was written in a letter. It's a whole big drama.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this crackhead's comments.
like you disregard me.
What a crackhead. There's a snippet of the beginning of show number 7 on YouTube. It was a bunch of guys that I called on a phone sex line. People were crying laughing at that. So this woman writes in, it's like, where do you chime in 2 years later? I don't understand. Like, catch up. Her name is Yeshua.
Yeshua, you should have called in 2 years ago.
So she writes, this is messed up. Why would a lesbian put out shit like this? Shame on you.
Shit like what?
No wonder the world at large hates us. Hey, don't do the lesbian community any more favors. You should know better, dipshit.
Oh.
Sandy, WTF. Are you stupid? You fake dyke Jezebel bitch. You are part of the problem, in all caps. Find a new career. No, why would I find a new career when I'm making so much money doing this?
I'm holding back from really laughing.
All right, yeah, don't start. Okay. Stop the porn of women. That's what she said. So then I say to myself, well, who is this Yeshua? Right? So I go onto Yeshua's page and I see her recent activity. And then she goes on one of Kate Clinton's videos and she mentions a different video, not the one that offended her. So she mentions number 6 where Kate Clinton was on the show like 2 years ago. Kate! I just listened to Lesbian Mafia number 6 with Sandy. It's like she's got it out for me. She wrote my name about 17 times. She wrote my name.
She's hoping if she says it 3 times, you'll appear.
I can't believe that you think this is funny. Not. Capital N-O-T. It was so sickening, I wanted to gag. I've been on 3 Olivia cruises. I won Olivia Idol. Still have my original Olivia produced albums from 1977. And you think this is what the lesbian community needs? Who the hell wants to hear men talk about what they want to do to a woman? WTF are you thinking? What a bunch of lipstick phony ass L-word crap.
Oh.
Very angry.
What's wrong with these lesbians?
What we're pimping here is porn.
Oh, God.
This is porn.
What a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Well, she won Olivia Idol.
What the fuck? What is Olivia Idol?
Who the hell knows?
What, does she, like, go and sing?
Who knows? Let's see who she is. She's got a Facebook. She's on Classmates. Maybe we'll call her. St of Washington by Abby. God knew that everyone needs companionship and cheer. He knew that people need someone whose thoughts are always near. He knew that they need someone kind to lend a helping hand. I'm so glad that she writes about herself.
I wonder what revved her up. In the first place,
it was the calls about men.
Sounds like a religious person. Like,
yeah, somebody else left a comment on her page.
Very like into God and religion, and then, you know, she probably hates herself that she is a lesbian. So
I hate her for being a lesbian too. I think she should finger herself. Sometimes it's good to finger yourself. Sometimes. Because a woman like this probably hasn't had sex since the last time she wrote her haiku poem that sounds like something I wrote in the first grade. So one of her friends on her channel comments, because she has one friend. Sup? Glad you liked it. I don't know what it was that she liked.
Like telling you off.
Because we know it's not me that she likes.
Telling you off.
Right. Blessings, Jonathan. Give God the glory. Then she asks me if Kate Clinton would approve. Do I sound like I need anybody's approval on these fucking shows? So here, Yeshua, go write everybody that you can think of and complain about me, because all you're doing is you make me sound like I'm controversial and edgy. That's all you do. See, this. Let me just tell something to haters out there, because I know that they download the show anyway. And thank you for downloading the show, because you keep my hits in astronomical numbers. Even the haters help, because they want to listen so that they could go and talk to each other and say, oh my God, can you believe they said that? Can you believe it? Can you believe they said that? Oh my God. Who the hell do they think they are?
Keep it alive.
I'm giving advice to the haters, because I even love the haters. That's how loving we are in this program here. We share love and light and joy. We spread it far and wide. Like Yeshua's legs.
Oh my God. Just went on a rampage.
So let me give you advice, because, you know, one thing you can't say, you can't say I'm stupid, right?
No.
You can call me dumb, but you can't call me stupid. So what I'm saying here is, if you're a hater...
Maybe you shouldn't give them advice, though, because then you're going to lose them.
That's true. Keep downloading the shows. Keep telling your friends. Keep messaging everyone. Sorry, you're absolutely right. That's very... Let's try to make her like us.
Okay.
Dear God, send someone loving to Yeshua that will be attracted to a disgusting personality like hers.
With a sense of humor.
Dear God, please help her with a sense of humor.
Amen. Are we still praying?
I'm trying to think. I'm having a moment of silence.
Yeah.
Praise be to the Lord, Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh.
And peace to his people on earth.
Peace be with you. Happy Easter. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy St. George's Day. And we're the problem.
Yeah, what's the problem?
It's not hugely famous misogynist woman haters. It's me in the Bronx, me and you. It's so much easier to fight amongst each other, you know what I mean?
Right.
Than it is to actually do something useful with your fucking life and writing to possibly somewhere where a real concern is. I don't know if you heard about Seth, what the hell is his name, that guy? I've never heard of his name before. These feminists made him famous because I had no idea who the hell he was. He made a movie. He's like a comic or something. And there was this pseudo, not even rape scene in it, which was like kind of, I saw it and I thought it was funny because it's not really a date rape scene. It's really not, because she was conscious and he didn't know at some point during their sexual act if she was conscious.
Right.
And then he was like, are you, you know, like he asked her, he stopped to ask her if she was conscious while they were having sex at the end of the night.
Right.
And then she said, you know, why are you stopping? So it's obvious it was not rape. It was not date rape. I mean, it was as clear as day. And all these little feminists, they're all up in arms. All these little college feminists, the ones that they get drunk on the Upper East Side on Saturday nights. And they get all wild and uptight about this. But, you know, God forbid they should actually talk about something that is relevant. Real problems that we have with misogyny and hate in this country. They focus on the most unimportant bullshit, inane crap. I don't understand. Is this even interesting to talk about?
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm like a junior in Columbia. I take women's studies, and like what I'm going to do with the rest of my life is focus on the most unimportant, small, tiny issues that make absolutely no difference in society. Like, I'm just going to completely misinterpret everything. And like, we're just going to fight about really small things because we don't really have it in us anymore to take on real issues. Like, we don't. What do you mean, Sarah Palin? She's a cunt! Hillary Clinton is a castrating cunt! She is. And I will go along with that.
That was really good.
You like that?
Yeah. You entertain yourself. Yeshua, look what you started. What are you doing?
I'm having a drink.
Oh, okay.
So I got some messages, people who are asking for more of the dish on my situation last week, because we got
a lot of situations last week.
Well, not last week, last show, I guess.
Okay. Right, right.
Because that girl called in on show 49, I think it was, and she said that she wanted us to talk about straight women. And so I got a few messages saying, you know, what was the deal? Like, you know, they want the gossip.
It's just sometimes the straight women, they're hard to turn down because a lot of them are really pretty.
Or if you're, you know, bored and single at the moment.
And they're there.
Yeah, a lot of times they're very aggressive.
Yeah, because they know you're gay. That's
right.
Why. So they're like, oh, she's definitely going to go for me, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. I notice I have to have a little bit of a habit of going for, like, bi or straight women after, like, a long-term relationship. But I think because I know that they won't be serious.
That's actually a very good thing you just said there, because the one time that I did get involved with an actual straight woman, it was after I had, like, I was heartbroken.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're just really bored, or just after a long, I don't know if I was heartbroken this time around, but because you're detached from it, if you're probably sexually attracted to them sexually, and you, but emotionally, you know they're not going to want anything or expect anything from you, so you go for it.
Yeah, because you think that you're going into something just because you're bored, and then the next thing you know, you're like knee-deep in a pile of shit.
I know.
But the one time I did get involved was, I mean, this was many, many moons ago. We were friends, and I was just coming out of a heartbreak with someone who I was, I would say, madly in love with. She was like the first adult love of my life, and I was madly in love with her. And she had very serious issues with being in the closet, and I think that's what ultimately destroyed what could have been between me and that person. But then, so during all this time, I was friends with this straight woman. And I don't even know if you know this story, really.
I think I know all of them, but...
Yeah, it was so long ago, but this is, really is my only experience with a straight woman where I actually let myself get involved, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, and so we were friends for, like, 2 or 3 years and very close friends, but I was madly in love with this other girl. And so, but during this time, she was telling me all of her problems with her husband, and little by little, their marriage was deteriorating.
Mm.
She's put her affections on me somehow. And it was very seductive because she never really, I can't explain it. It was very seductive the way she came on to me. It was like...
Sneaky with it. They know what they're doing. They're sneaky.
In a way. I guess you could call it sneaky.
But to a stupid lesbian, it's seductive.
I am.
It's like the most sneakiest underhanding act.
Right, it's the most selfish. She's totally selfish and narcissist. I think I'm in love.
Cheating and, yeah. Friends, but then, it looks like to the husband you guys are BFF, meanwhile, you know, you're fucking in the bed.
Yeah, but, you know, at some point I started to realize that she probably had feelings. And I didn't really have feelings for her because I was madly in love with this other person.
Did she know the other person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but I really, I loved her as a friend, but I really wasn't like, you know, I didn't think of her sexually or anything, but, you know, then she started putting it on really thick. And then with the girl that I was madly in love with, at some point there was like something in particular happened, and it was just it was like a hard blow. And like, I had to face reality. She started to become jealous of my relationship with this girl, and she was like, are you guys messing around and this and that, you know, with the married chick. And then she became really vindictive, and she was like, you know what, I don't have any feelings for you, you know, this was all a game to me.
Oh, I remember, and you told me you felt out of your body when she said that.
Yes, we went out that night, and it was just, we had been playing these strange reindeer games for so long. And then I finally just came clean, and I was like, you know, what do you want to do? You know, it was so long ago, I can't remember the exact way it played out right now. Of course, because we're taping, I can't remember. And then I'll remember later after I stop talking. But so she became jealous. And then that's when she was like, you know, she said, you know, this has all been a game to me. And, you know. Whatever.
She got hurt. She just said said that because, you know.
Yeah, but she was definitely striking me with some revenge. You know, she kicked my ass with revenge. But then she started crying when she said it.
Because she lied. It wasn't all a game. She just said that to hurt you.
And then I woke up the next morning, and I remember I got up, I got dressed, and I was going to work. I was walking to the subway, and I remember when I was walking, I felt like I was like 15 feet above my body, looking down at myself walking. Like I was totally, there's a name for that. What do you call it?
Well,
detach, like when you detach.
Yeah, yeah.
It was such a, that was such a trauma to me. So then I ran into the arms of the married woman because I was totally heartbroken. And then, you know, it started off just as, I guess, sex. She was very sexually attractive, but I wasn't really sexually attracted to her at the moment because I was heartbroken, right? But so I threw myself into this mess anyway because I'm a lesbian. Next thing I know, I was like in a fucking relationship with a married woman. But she was very clear that she didn't want to be with her husband anymore. It was like dead, done, over. She's like, I want a divorce. And she was drilling this into my brain for 2 years that she's, you know, done with him. She needs a divorce, blah, blah, blah. And then after a couple of months of just, you know, messing around with her, you know, then she started to want me to commit to her. And I'm like, well, you know, you have to understand that I cannot commit to you when you're married. You know, no, you don't understand. It's over with us. We, you know, it's just a matter of details that we have to take care of and all this other stuff. And then at some point it seemed like she was really going to leave. And then once it looked like she really was going to leave him, I started to get terrified and I didn't want to be with her anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know. I just felt like if you could do that to him,
mm-hmm.
then you could do that to me. You know, the way, like, her way of leaving that relationship was by starting a new one.
Lesbians are like monkeys. They swing from tree to tree, and they don't let go of that last branch until they have that other branch to hold on to. Just a lot of people are like that. They're very needy. I'd rather be by myself, tell you. And deal with trauma.
Yeah, I mean, I never had that issue of, I was never afraid of being single. Single does not scare me. Like, just because you're single, that means that you're looking.
I'm more productive when I'm single. I get, like, suffocated sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
Look ahead, so you picked up and left?
Well, I didn't, you know, exactly pick up and leave. She wanted to go to counseling, and I... And I'm like, you're married. But, you know, I had had a very good friend who, you know, we were friends for like 10, 12 years. And the way that she, you know, started her relationship was by leaving her husband to be with this woman.
Yeah.
She was married and then she left and became gay. And, you know, so that was in my head. She would talk to her and then they would be like, you know, Sandy, this happens all the time. Women who are married, but they're really gay. Give her some time. You can't end a marriage overnight. And I get that you can't end something like overnight just because you're gay. Like, it's different than if you're leaving because you're leaving. But what bothered me was the way she chose to handle leaving that situation. And that stuck with me and I couldn't get past it.
How did she choose?
Well, it's like, this is the way you handle problems is you have sex first, you get emotionally involved, and then you decide to talk to your partner. About you think we have problems?
Right.
Or perhaps I might be gay or bisexual. Or I really don't know what ended up happening with her. But they, you know, they did end up getting divorced. But I don't know if she, you know, I kind of cut ties with her because I knew I needed to get away from that situation. Because it became very destructive. We were really hurting each other. And, you know, I couldn't talk to her without wanting to say something to hurt her. And she would do the same thing to me. It was horrible.
All right. But I think, because I know you as a person, I know you're a judge of character, and I know you wouldn't be able to settle down with someone who was unfaithful to their partner, because you would think that regardless of man or woman, they would do it to you.
That's the thing that stayed in my head. I couldn't get rid of that thought. Like, wow, if she and I were to, if I was to commit to this woman and we were to be together, when we had problems, the way she would handle it would be by talking to somebody else and cheating on me. And I would be the last to know.
And you know how we feel about cheaters.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Right.
And she would.
She probably would.
A long-term relationship with a man or a woman, it boils down to people's core values and how they handle a situation.
I've never once cheated on anyone, ever.
I never once cheated.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm the kind of person that if I'm not into this relationship, I break up with them. But I know when I'm not feeling it because, like, I start becoming attracted or, like, looking.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never do anything, but I'm like, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. And either you sit down, you work it out, your problems, or you leave. You don't stay in a relationship, just stay in a relationship. And then you cheat because you're unhappy. Like, that's terrible.
Yeah. We're not funny today at all.
Oh my God, we're miserable. You're missing a step. I just don't know what it is.
You're missing a step. I'm laying down because I'm trying to numb out and pretend that I don't know you.
I'm trying to think how we did this last time.
You know, you tried to make me feel like, oh, you're so stupid, I could do it faster than you. Something that you've been doing, I can do it faster than you. Look at you. And now look at you. You're sitting there with your thumb in your ass.
Andy, one's an MPEG. MPEG?
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, is an MP3. Oh, you're so technologically advanced, you don't even know what a fucking MPEG is. It's an MP3.
Well, that's the one. Yeah, fucker.
Yeah, just name it whatever you want.
No, because I need help.
Name it, I'm Nicole, I fucked myself.
Now what, motherfucker?
Drag it to your desktop. Now open up an email and try to email that MP3. Hopefully that'll go through.
You don't scratch your ass. Well, yeah, because I did do it the shortcut way. You don't understand.
I know what you did, but I didn't know where to go from there because that's not the way I do it. Okay. So you can't give someone directions from somewhere that you haven't been.
Didn't work the first time.
Because you make things, you make a person expend more energy than they have to.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You start doing things, and then you're like, oh, I don't know what I did. Save me and fix me. Fix my problem. I'm entitled.
So what you do is, like, you go A, B, C, and you go A, B, D, A, B, D, B, A, A, B, D, D, C. But it worked, right, bitch?
Is it going? What are you doing?
I sent it already.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I said, yeah, I went through, sent.
Welcome, Sandy. You got mail, Sandy.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Okay, it's here.
I know.
All right. Should I get working on it?
I don't know. Do you want to yell at me more?
No.
You love me?
Yeah. I think I'm going to start working on it. I'm excited. Are you?
Maybe pop a codone pill?
Yeah, I forgot you're on codone, so you're extra retarded. What was your experience with a straight woman? Or bi or whatever?
He started off his friend.
Who? Who was it? Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
I'm attracted to her. And what happens is that I think the straight women know that you're a lesbian, so they start coming on to you. So she started coming on to me first. And I bit like a jerk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was very attracted to her. And also, I was out of a relationship. So I guess it was supposed to be, like, fun. We would fool around. She would play her little games.
Mm.
And then we would go out to straight clubs.
Oh, God. Following them around to straight clubs.
I know. I would, like, follow her around. And then, God forbid, when I went to a lesbian club, I would pick someone up. She would get so jealous. Like, she went, like, a little nuts when I started dating other people. Because it wasn't going anywhere, you know? And then she would call me up drunk, that she wants sex.
Mm.
You know, at that point, she was, like, the only one I was sleeping with, so, yeah, I would, you know, go and run to her. And then it just, she got really weird and jealous when I started dating somebody else.
Mm. But, were you in love with her?
Oh, my my God, I fell for her. Yeah, I did. The problem is they really do have feelings, but they can't commit to the lifestyle. It's too much for them. So their way out is sabotaging the relationship because they can't commit to the lifestyle. They're not lesbian, they're bi or whatever, whatever it is. Even if they were a lesbian, they can't commit.
Well, I guess it's like if you don't have to commit to that lifestyle, then you don't.
Right.
If you have the choice to be attracted to someone where the lifestyle will be a lot easier, then why would you commit to something that isn't as easy?
Yeah, but some people also fake it. Like, they think they have a choice. Like, I know someone who is really gay, and she tries to be with men and have relationships with men because she thinks that's what's normal, and she wants a family, but she's miserable. And she wound up having kids, and she still fools around with women. It's a big deal to try and go and lead a lesbian lifestyle.
I guess if you feel like you're at a point in your life where you have time to waste dating a straight woman, you could spend your time that way, but I think there's better ways to spend your time, quite honestly. And I'm going to say something now, and it's, you know, probably not going to sound very nice, but when I did mess around with that married person, I never got it out of my mind. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, about her sleeping with men?
Well, you know, at that point, she was like, we're not sleeping together anymore. I haven't slept with him. And she was telling me that when we were just friends. So I didn't think she would be lying to me. But who knows? She might have been lying the whole time just to prep me. But, you know, in my mind, I was like, oh, God, she was just with, you know, it was very recent that she was just with him, you know?
Right.
And it's not like you're just slapping a condom on and having sex with them. You know, when you're putting something in your mouth, it's very different than just... It's very different. But...
It is. The ultimate is, if you're a lesbian, you have to date lesbian women that are single, not in relationships, and that are, you know, on the same level as you.
Well, what about women that live in small towns and... or in countries that don't have a very large gay community? Then what do?
You gotta move. You gotta move to New York or LA. No, seriously, you have to figure out what's important to you. A relationship to me isn't important.
It is?
No, it's not.
Right, right.
It's not, because I have a lot going on. But if you're the kind of person that you're like, you know what, I'm at this point in my life where I'm ready to settle down, and, you know, and that's important to you, then, and you have no support system, no community, I would move. I would.
Well, not everyone can pick up and move, you know? It's not in everyone's constitution.
I'm sure that there's gay people everywhere. They're just hiding. There's resources. There's the internet. You know, there's a lot of dating sites.
That's true. You can meet a woman online and then go moving around like gypsies.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
well, I mean, the internet has definitely revolutionized dating, particularly for the LGBT community.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, I mean, even for straight people, they meet, you know, their partners online. But particularly for the LGBT community, the Al Gore's invention of the internet.
We resorted to the internet.
Yeah. If you're a detached type of person who can have sex and not care, and you're not worried about catching STDs, then yeah, sure, sleep around with anybody who's sleeping with men.
That's why they date the straight women, because they feel like they have no hope of finding a lesbian that they're going to be attracted to and like. It's like they do it because they're desperate.
That's so unappealing. You know, I think it depends on if you're taking yourself seriously at the moment. Because you can't really take yourself seriously if you're chasing around after a straight woman.
Right, right. So I guess just date lesbians.
Yeah, try to keep it in the family.
As you can hear, I'm speaking again, so that means I had to do the outro, because as of this moment, Sandy thinks she's in stage 2 of pig flu. We both bought stock in Tamiflu like the rest of the White House, so maybe I was wrong. We might be rich after all. If you would like to find us on MySpace, you can get at us at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. You could follow us on Twitter at The Lesbian Mafia. We're also on Facebook, but I have no idea what that address is. You can listen to this program on your telephone, and the number is 651-925-1610. And you can call into the listener comment line, 206-984-4093. So this has been really fun, and I love the attention because I'm a lonely bastard. So thanks for listening up to this point. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. They talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. As I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane and Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian. A penis doesn't do the trick. When we when does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.